And welcome back to Varsity Football Live, presented by TheFinalScore.tv on Sports Radio 950 KJR. I'm Steve Dion, and I'm joined today by head coach of the Woodinville Falcons, Wayne Maxwell. Coach, how are you doing today?
Hey, we're great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, another great season, another great start for the Falcons. You know, you've been there for a long time. You're in your 13th season. It's been a real roller coaster ride for you guys. You had a lot of success since you've been there at Woodinville, including a nice runner-up season there in 2011. You know, you guys came off a huge win against Bothell on Friday. I was able to go to that game. It was a great atmosphere. How does a win like that against a rival in a, you know, a great atmosphere, how does a win like that kind of set you up for kind of a real memorable season, one that you look back on as, you know, something that kind of defines your coaching career there at Woodinville?
Well, you know, I don't know if we've gotten to that point of reflection on it yet. You know, we're caught up in the moment of the season and continuing the grind here. Mm-hmm. But I tell you, for this season, you know, what it did for us was, you know, our first couple games of the year have been kind of lopsided games.
Right.
And really just having a good competitive game where we've had to kind of go through all those different situations in a close ball game was really good for us. And, of course, coming out on the positive side of those situations in a tight game was a great experience for our guys.
Definitely. Real litmus test for your guys this season. You know, when we look at this roster, for someone that would go check you guys out this year, who are some of the kind of leaders on this 2016 squad? And talk about maybe one or two of the guys that don't always fill up the stat sheet on a night-to-night basis, but are real integral to your team's success.
Yeah, sure. If you were there at the game on Friday, you could definitely see the leadership of Mac Minahan.
Absolutely.
You know, playing on both offense and defense, returning kicks. He's a physical, passionate kid that just, you know, bottom line is a great competitor. The guys, you know, will rally behind somebody like that. And so tremendous leader from that standpoint. Other guys that just really making a big impact on the field, maybe doesn't always show up on the stat line. The first one that comes to mind is Jake Bailey, who's been playing defensive line for us, D-end. Jake just has a great combination of physical play and quick athleticism for a guy that's up front and, you know, banging heads with the offensive line every night. He makes a lot of plays, and he disrupts a lot of plays. You know, a lot of times with D-linemen, you do a great job, and the disruption don't always get credit for, you know, the tackles and those types of things. But I think our stats came back, and I think you had about 5 QB hurries in that game Friday night. And then on top of that, he had 6 tackles and 2 sacks in that game. And then we even used him on the offensive side of the ball that night as far as getting in a couple 2 tight end sets and using his physical play to open up some holes for us. So he's doing a great job of kind of, you know, the unsung hero type of role.
Over the years, I've got a chance to see the full range of classifications and leagues in this state. And, you know, there is just something special about, you know, 4A Kinko, some of the great stadiums. Popkeeney obviously comes to mind, Skyline, Eastlake. You know, what makes this league, this conference, you know, such a great defining epitome of Friday Night Lights and such a great environment week in, week out?
Very good coaches in the conference and do a nice job with the programs and building that spirit at the school. You know, kids get excited. There's the schools, you know, the schools you mentioned, they're success and kids have fun rallying.
Well, hey, Coach, best of luck to you the rest of the way. We'll catch you down the road. You know, good luck the rest of the season. You know, off to a great start, and hopefully, you know, we'll see you down the line.
All right. Thanks.
There he is, head coach Wayne Maxwell of Woodinville. Don't forget to tune in to Varsity Football Live on Sports Radio KJR on Friday nights at 9:30 all season long, where you'll hear exclusive interviews, game recaps, and a whole lot more. Presented by TheFinalScore.tv, your first stop every day for the best in high school football coverage.